every morning at 7 a.m. I sit down with my cup of coffee at my home office, and I turn on Crisis the Answer with Father Ricardo. And I have enjoyed, I haven't missed a morning. I really enjoy the messaging, and it inspires me to learn more about my Catholic faith and the sacraments. And I just find the whole entire thing refreshing and a great way to start the day.
Welcome to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant. I am your host this final half hour, and I will be joined today in studio with Bill Azurzo. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Angela.
So nice
to
have you with us.
Oh, it's an honor. I'm really excited to spend the half hour with you, and I've enjoyed listening to the last few guests, too, so what an honor.
It's been wonderful, and it is a great honor to be sitting here in this chair right now with all of you. So here's how this works. We are here today to ask you, our listeners, to participate, to help support St. Gabriel Radio with your gifts. You can give a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. You can become a sustaining member, $20 or more per month, or increase your sustaining memberships. You can give a one-time gift or become a business member at $60 a month for 100 mentions a year. And how do you do this? You just simply call. Call 614-459-4820. We have many here waiting to answer the phones. You can go online to stgabrielradio.com. St. Gabriel Radio is a very special gift to us in Central Ohio, and we want to keep it on the air, and we can't do it without you. We are one big family here, and we look forward to talking to you and hearing from you. And tell us your favorite programs. Give in honor of our priests. Give in honor of a deacon. Think about someone who has impacted you in your faith in some way. We love to hear your stories of how St. Gabriel Radio in particular has helped you in your life. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. So Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself. What parish are you from?
Actually, I'm at St. Mary's of the Snows in Mansfield, so I'm kind of just sitting a little bit north of the, right on the border of the Columbus Diocese. For the last 5 years or so, we did have a home in Portsmouth, so we got to get the Portsmouth Station down there in the Scioto County area.
Well, welcome, and we are so excited to have you with us. Would you be so kind just to kick off this half hour with a prayer?
I'd love to. Thank you. All right, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, Lamb of God, I pray today for rest. You know the restlessness of our time, the divisiveness, this pandemic, these supply chain issues, and now this invasion of Ukraine. Lord, we are so fatigued, exhausted by all the uncertainties, in fear of this constant unknown, confused by the disorder, and just troubled by this constant negative news beating us down every day. Lord, be our refuge. Give us the grace to just rest in your arms, to be the children that you created us to be, to live in your embrace of love, to know the peace of your world, to accept the mercy of your sacred heart. Lord, for all those listeners of St. Gabriel Radio, I pray for rest today. Rest from all their troubles. In your name, Jesus Christ, amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Well, that was beautiful and much needed. That was a beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
So you are a former board member here from St. Gabriel Radio. So tell me a little bit about what you love about St. Gabriel Radio.
Well, I love everything about it. And like someone said earlier, stopping there is one of the funnest highlights I ever get when I do get to visit there. But I thought, if it's okay, I'll share kind of how I got involved.
Yes.
And it was just so appropriate that I got to listen to Mother Angelica a little bit there, because and I remember when I first joined the board and they were talking about, you know, fundraising and reaching out and this and that. And I thought, it was so weird. I don't know if it's ignorance or what, but I was going through kind of a troubled time in the family, and obviously, you know, my heart was being pulled to Christ, and somehow came across St. Gabriel Radio. It could have even been we had the Mansfield signal up here. I'm not sure at the time. And I was just really, you know, comforted by that, like in all that storm that was sort of going on, so to speak. And then a spirit drive came on. And again, this might sound silly, but I was like, oh my gosh, I could actually like be part of like Mother Angelica's mission. Like I was just so enthralled with Mother Angelica that she's definitely my favorite thing. Even just to listen to that little clip when I was waiting to get on here was perfect. And so somehow I reached out to him and met Bill Messerly, and we met at a Cracker Barrel and got to know him, and I was just so excited to get involved and know that I could actually be part of this somehow. And then, you know, got on the board, and that was, I think, right before 820, so I was really got to be there when that was a pretty big deal going on to get that 820 signal, and
yes, it was.
Got to meet Mark Hawk, and so to this day, I've had such lasting relationships, you know, Jan Wilson, I've kind of become adopted to the Wilson family down there, so anyway, that's how I got involved, and I've just loved every minute. I've just recently, you know, stopped in there whenever I go through Columbus, and everybody's so, now you have the little chapel there and that, which is really cool that, you know, wasn't there before. But anyway, so no, I this is why it's so fun to be on this today. It's had such a huge impact on my life personally, how it's affected my family especially, and got me involved with so many other things. And it was started with basically a spirit drive like today.
It's so amazing how St. Gabriel works and intertwines into our lives so many opportunities and people that we wouldn't necessarily have met otherwise. You also noticed you are the past president of the Sacred Heart Enthronement. So did that come through being involved with the Wilsons, perhaps?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's in fact, I tried to tell Chuck no, and I was told later, you don't say no to the Godfather in Columbus Catholic circles there. So I, half hour later, he talked me into it, and it's been such a blessing ever since. And I'm in marketing and advertising and stuff, and in fact, I got to make sure I got some town money saver people down there. I'm counting on them to call in, donate some money. So, but, you know, so we really tried to help. I think he wanted me to help, you know, with some of that, with the website and so forth. But really, though, more importantly, especially my wife, it's this, the Sacred Heart Enthronement we did in 14, and it radically changed our family's life and really brought, you know, talk about, you know, the prayer I said and what we're dealing with today. But, you know, brought this peace into the home that we really didn't have before. And so we personally have always been very appreciative of, you know, getting exposed to this. And I got exposed to it at a men's conference. So there, in so many levels, you know, the Wilsons have been such a big part of our life. So
absolutely. And that's so beautiful. I love to hear these stories of how our network in the Columbus area, how we influence one another and lift each other up. And one other interesting fact about you, Bill, is you have a treehouse. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We, in fact, there's not of them, too many people aren't familiar. Crossing the Goal is a TV show on EWTN. Yep. Well, it's not now. It used to be. And in fact, the lead guy, that was Danny Abramowitz. In fact, we just got to hear Curtis Martin at the men's conference. And so, yeah, in fact, I got to go to a leadership conference in Chicago with them, and they kind of called us, you know, the Treehouse Club or whatever. And, yeah, we have kind of a cool treehouse. And so we do our – I heard one of the guests earlier talk about that. You know, I've been so blessed to have so many different men in my life in different groups, and we have a Veniti Adoramus, we call it. And it's about 12, 13 years now we've been meeting. And so when the weather, we just had our first outdoor one this week. It was incredible. So
I thought that might be a holy place. I love hearing that story. And it's in a treehouse, which lifts you up and, in my opinion, makes you even closer to heaven.
Well, and I tell you, it wasn't always that holy. when, you know, it's been sanctified. We actually did the Sacred Heart Enthronement at the treehouse and the house. So I know just shout out, you can do Sacred Heart Enthronement in your treehouse, in your man cave, you know, in your school, your church. So that started the purification. And one of my probably highlights ever is I had a priest and some seminarians stay up there for a week. And we did Mass around the campfire one day, just my
That's
daughter
great.
And them. So, yeah,
we've literally been
blessed with that. So it has become more of a holy spot now.
Great. Well, we are going to, Bill, stick with us. We're going to take a break and move to our clip. But all of you out there, you can call. Call right now. Don't wait. Call 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com and become a sustaining member. Give a one-time gift or give a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. We'll be right back.
So, we talk often in our work about just trying to, our third, what we call essential principle for transformation, we call God as the architect, just trying to teach bishops and priests and lay leaders, but this is certainly applicable to, moms, dads, husbands, wives, whatever, how to ask the Lord to show us what's going on. And we call one way of praying what we call strategic prayer. And so the whole idea here is to try to teach whoever the person might be, whether it's a bishop or a priest or a mom, to pray with the mindset of a general, and so you're asking the Lord, here's the advantage in the spiritual battle. You're asking the Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see things I can't see on my own. Like, give me radar, to see the enemy. Where is he moving? I mean, that's what comes immediately to mind is just how immediately applicable this is for the preparation that we're trying to do on every scale and trying to bring about transformation in the church. That bleeds, I think, right into another conversation we were having. You spoke with us. Here's another acronym, WGS, Weapons, Gear, Self. Once again, I just wonder, can you speak to that? Like, what's that mean? And then how do we apply that to the Christian life?
When you're kind of in these storms or you're just really overwhelmed, what are the first things that start to go? And oftentimes it's your prayer life. It's that stuff that really will strengthen you. And so I was reminded of, it's drilled into our heads from the very beginning, weapons, gear, self. So as soon as you're coming out of the field or coming off of an exercise, you're so tired, you're hungry, you just kind of want to take a shower and relax a little bit. But no, I mean, the focus, the priority of effort is your weapon first. So take care of the thing that needs to, that will get you, or will protect your life. And then your next part is your gear, making sure your gear is already ready to go in case you have to go next. And then finally, it's yourself. So that's kind of like your own personal, feeding yourself, like taking a shower, getting into some clean clothes and things. Because if you put that out of order, if your weapon's not ready to go, you're not ready for the battle. And it's not just your life, it's the lives that you're entrusted with. And if your gear's not ready, you might not survive that next step. And so it's important to have those kind of priorities so that you take care of those things that will sustain you. And for everyone, that should be the prayer life first.
Yeah, how often do we hear priests say, they just readily acknowledge, right? Like, my prayer life's just almost non-existent.
And it's non-existent because, as you said, life can get so busy, right? You're exhausted. It's the easiest thing that goes that can't be, right? Because then you really are unprotected.
Yeah, I'm totally exposed, right, to the enemy.
Exactly.
And it's not just, to be clear, marriage, family, the typical person in the pews, like, how good are we really doing with, like, the primary weapon in this spiritual battle, which is maintaining that every single day we have direct communication with the Lord. We're staying plugged into Him, we're listening to Him, we're asking Him to show us where's the enemy trying to, where's he prowling around in my own life or in my, my marriage and my family, my kids' lives. Mm-hmm. What was the movie that had the war room in it? Maybe that was even the name of the movie. I don't remember, but was that the name of the movie? Mm-hmm. I never saw it, but I heard the image of it. And I just thought, man, every family should have a war room. Like a couple should be going into the war room and to pray on behalf of themselves and pray on behalf
your
of their
children.
Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like nobody would go into a battle the way we are in the church.
No, yeah. No.
Nobody exactly. would.
And one of the things that really caught my ear when you were talking about weapons, gear, self, and the order in the importance of that order and its priority. One of the things you said was because you won't be prepared and other people are depending on you to be prepared.
Yeah.
And, I think sometimes that escapes us.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant. I am your host this half hour, and I am joined by Bill Azzurro. And we were just listening to a clip called Gearing Up for Battle by Father Ricardo, one of the programs here at St. Gabriel Radio that so many love. In fact, we have received a gift from Jackie from St. Brendan's. It's an increase to her sustaining memberships or his sustaining. Thank you very
Woo-hoo!
Much. Father Ricardo is our favorite program, all programs, and is giving in honor of priests and deacons. And we would also like to say thank you to Michael from St. Mary German Village, who gave a leadership gift. And wow, that's wonderful. Thank you, Michael. And he was giving in honor of Father Vince. So we have about 15 minutes left of the Spring Spirit Drive. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. And by the way, we will have... This is your last opportunity because we will have a drawing for 4 VIP tickets to the Rescue Project, which is Father Ricardo, and he will be coming here to the Ohio Expo Center on June 18th and 19th. And personally, I can't wait to go to that event. How about you, Bill?
Oh, I'm super excited about it. In fact, I got a little teaser ahead of time, Bill told me, and so I've been can't wait to see him live.
I think that will be just such a blessing to our community here in Columbus, Ohio. Now, what he was talking about in this particular clip is what we need to do to gear up for battle, so to speak. And we need to take care of the things that protect us first. What did you take away from that, Bill?
Well, I really liked, and he said he didn't see the movie, but again, it was very personal to me because that, you know, when I said earlier I was going through some troubles, it was in our marriage, and that War Room movie, I don't want to be a spoiler alert or, you know, spoiler, whatever you say, but it fit so perfectly with him talking about having that radar, because that movie was really about who's the real enemy. And so I thought he was just spot on. And in fact, I purchased several of those to give to people when I noticed that it might be of help to them. So that, and I just think it's that I always think of sort of like praying unceasingly, you know, throughout the day when, you know, maybe it's just somebody going slow in front of you and you're getting frustrated and you're not focused on Christ, and just a, you know, little prayer to recenter you. And, you know, like they said, to gear up and have your weapons, you know, and be, have that constant prayer going on to. And that's what I think St. Gabriel does, you know, for me in a lot of ways. It centers me back to Christ when I'm probably drifting off course.
It does, and it's a constant reminder throughout the day. If you tune in your car, in your office, you can tune in either place, either in your car on the radio or online at stgabrielradio.com, or even on your phone if you're out for a walk. We have an app, St. Gabriel, and that really gives us the opportunity to connect with the faith, to connect with the message, and to perhaps hear something we really need to hear right at the perfect moment, because God's timing is perfect. And that's why St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is here. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. We are waiting for you. We appreciate your gifts, and we look forward to talking to you. The other thing that he brought up again, and this came up earlier in another clip, is the weapon, the gear, and the self. And your weapon is prayer. And I also think that reading, even the readings from the church every day, you can have them delivered into your inbox and your email box, are a great way to start with the Bible or to start your day in prayer. What do you think, Bill?
Oh, yeah. And again, I've been blessed to have these different men's groups. And in fact, I don't know how many people are familiar with Crucio, but we have like a little Crucio group after Mass. And a lot of guys share their techniques and things they've done. And so there's certain prayers I do in the morning. And of course, the morning offering prayer is a great way to start your day.
It really is. And then it was talking about the gear. And I think of our gear as Catholics as novenas, particular prayers we have, readings, the Bible, all the different ways we can then use our gear and our weapons, right, to kind of teach us. And then the self. And I think fasting is very strong as well as part of the prayer we may want to do at this time. So what do you think, Bill? You said it says here in storms, when you're overwhelmed, we often let go of our prayer life. And that's the time we need to not let go.
Oh, for sure. And I feel bad, actually, when you said fasting. I'm not really good at that, to make sure I do fasting. But I was going to add the sacramentals, too, you know, the scapular.
That's
and
right.
Having the rosary each day, and just the different things that we're so blessed in the Catholic Church to, you know, the Sacred Heart image, to have it hanging. You know, I have Our Lady of Fatima statue right in my office, and I've had employees comment, you know, on it. So we have so many things in the Catholic Church to gear us up. And a lot of times I have a hot rod and I go to these car shows and I have our men's group, you know, Veniti Adoramus, we adore him. And, you know, guys will ask, what is that supposed to mean? You know, and it definitely opens up a conversation. So
I love the way you're evangelizing. Car shows are fantastic. And we are just now joined in studio by Bill Messerly, the executive director of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. Bill, I just wanted to let you know we were taking some pictures for some of our social media, and since you're not here, we won't be able to grace it with your photo. Darn it.
Well, that's your guys' loss, I guess, but if you come up with you can use that one in the backboard. It's about 20 years old, but that'd be all right.
Yeah, no, that goatee would have really looked good in our social media, darn it. Well, I wanted to thank a few people before we end our spirit drive here in the next few minutes. And Bill, thank you and all of our guests over the last few days. You know, Romans 12 says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. This is your true and proper worship. And I think that is, in my prayer, what this spirit drive is. So many people sharing how they are a sacrifice to God and how they're worshiping God day to day. So we're so blessed for all of our guests. Thank you for participating in the spirit drive. For all of our radio hosts, including Angela Bonfant.
It is a joy.
Doctors Turek and Parker, David Martin, Matt Palmer, one of the smoothest hosts we have here. He's just so, so good. Father Thomas Blau and his joy of the gospel. Elizabeth Ficicelli. I would like to also thank our board of directors, our president, Kevin Lowry, our past president and president for over 15 years, Mark Hawk, David Martin, Catherine Nozzola, our treasurer, Jamie Caridi, Tim Bowie, Lori Kroc, Lori Hamrick, and of course, our chaplain, Father David Sizemore. I'd also like to thank our staff, Dave Orsborn, our assistant director, and our production manager, Colleen Lewis, Allie Arndt in social media, Marky Baker, Greg Savaldi, our engineer, and all of our volunteers. I was going to read through the list, but I just want to thank you for coming in. This spirit drive is special because we saw each other in person. We've been a little bit disjointed these last 2 years, and it's meant so much to, I think, our Catholic radio listening family to get together in person and to share our prayers for this station and our support for this station. And we have a drawing. We have a drawing for the VIP tickets for Father John Ricardo on June 18th and 19th. And the winner is Nancy Moran from St. Francis de Sales in Newark. Nancy Moran. M-O-R-A-N. So congratulations, Nancy. You'll have 4 VIP tickets, front row on a table right in front of Father John Ricardo.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. Congratulations. And thank you to our listening audience for all of your gifts and for supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and all that you do in spreading the word of the gospel and letting people know about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your bumper magnets. We just want to say we love you. We love you as part of our family, and we thank you. And call. We still have time, right, Bill?
We always have time. And speaking of time, Bill, I heard that you were busting our chops because I was going to take away some of your time on air.
Yeah, I finally am getting comfortable with talking to radio, and then you're cutting in on me.
So we'll challenge those who have been listening, have enjoyed Bill Zerzo and all of our guests this morning and Angela Bonfant. You've probably been eavesdropping into Catholic radio for some time, but you haven't had a chance to support it financially. And maybe this is the year that you feel like you can do that. So extend your support at 614-459-4820 or online at stgabrielradio.com. As Dave Orsborn always says, the internet is always open, and it'll be open for your donations this next week. Some of your friends might have been out of town on spring break, so please remind them that the listener-supported station does need your support this spring. It helps us with our ongoing operation. And Bill, I'm sure you have a great challenge for us. What kind of challenge would you like to throw out there to our radio listening audience?
Well, I have a few. I'm not sure if I totally get the challenge thing, but I got a few groups out there I thought I could try to really reach to. And I do want to say one kind of closing thing that, you know, and I've been involved with several projects, and a lot of it the result of being at St. Gabriel, because we have that faith-based community center up here in Lucas that really was born out of a board meeting out of St. Gabriel. And the one thing I learned there is that every little, even from just somebody sharing Christ with somebody that might have needed to hear it at that moment, to donating thousands of dollars to $20, I don't think a lot of times people realize the impact you can have by this the smallest yes to Christ. And so I just really want to strongly encourage all those out there. And so anyway, a few things I've been involved with: Angelic Warfare Confraternity. Any of those guys listening, come on, get on the phone and cough it up a little bit here. TMIY, I'm part of that group up here. You know, the Knights of Columbus, I'm a fourth degree knight. Let's go. And like I said, Tell Money Saver guys, hoping a couple of them are going to call in. So I know the great work, just getting that newsletter every quarter or so and hearing those stories are so powerful. And I think if someone doesn't get the newsletter, just the donation alone to get that newsletter would be incredible. So anyway, Bill, I got a little extra in, Bill. Thanks for letting me talk a little more.
No, you know what? I thought you were going to throw down the gauntlet for anybody that's ever had a tree house. Or they enjoy tree houses, right? This is okay. Going to be our new support base, 614-459-4820. And by the way, your tree house is magnificent. It is not a normal tree house. I'm not sure how much in depth he's gone with this, but Bill, have you told our listening audience how big this thing is?
I don't. In fact, I spent 2 days cleaning it up for, you know, set for the winter. And so I don't know. It has a hot water shower. I can't say it too loud because they had the county wanting to shut it down for a while. But anyway, you know, it's got the few bedrooms. I mean, it sounds bigger than it is. It might be 800 square feet or so. I don't know. But the really cool thing, we have the outdoor little theater thing. And so we get to play our video, you know, or Crossing the Goal. Right now, we're actually doing Scott Hahn's Bible study. And so we get a campfire going, play the video, and break into small group and hang out there at the treehouse. And, of course, when it's cooler out, some of the older guys go hide up in there. But anyway, it's pretty fun.
I'm moving in.
I know. Isn't it so cool?
I'm coming up to Mansfield. Watch out when you find someone sleeping in your treehouse.
Yeah.
You'll know who it is.
Yeah.
And Bill, thanks for the warning, Angel.
Yeah. And Bill, you're a testament to being normal, natural, and rooted, and have a great sense of humor, and you're folding in your faith in natural ways with friends that you come in contact with, that you reach out to. And that's a great example for all of us listeners to do that with our neighbors. Remember, God says to love our neighbors, and when he said love our neighbors, he knew what a neighbor meant, right?
That's right.
That's our neighbor. So let's love our neighbor. Let's love them naturally and authentically as you do, Bill. And I think you're probably one of the best examples I've ever seen of true evangelization and real outreach. And I think that's where we're all pointed to. And I'm glad to see an example in real life through your example. But call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And if you don't get a chance to do that in the next 3 minutes, then you will be able to do that overnight or later today or next week.
Absolutely. And here at St. Gabriel Radio, we appreciate all gifts. We appreciate all gifts that you give. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820 and tell us your favorite program. We love to hear what you have to say. Give us your feedback. Tell us what you've learned. We appreciate all of you out there listening to us. We appreciate all of your gifts. And we are going to wind down this this spirit drive, with a prayer as we're closing out. And Bill, I think I'd like to do a glory be. Would you like to say it with me?
Yeah. Glory be.
All right. Perfect.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May Almighty God bless all of us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless all of you. Continue to tell people to listen to Catholic Radio. Put on that bumper magnet. And be sure to encourage them to listen to Catholic Radio this Lent or during Holy Week. Give them a reason to listen. It might be a change in their life for the good.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR, New Boston, Portsmouth.
The team, we as EWTN Ukraine, try to preach this good news, the God's hope. We try to support people, and please help us through your prayers, through your support. God bless you. Amen.
To donate to the Ukraine Solidarity Fund through the Knights of Columbus, go to kofc.org/Ukraine.
Listen to EWTN Radio day or night. Audio On Demand brings you your favorite EWTN programs instantly to you for free. Download the EWTN app today at EWTNapps.com.